Sure.
Recording in flux. Here you are.
Barely have time for that.
Yeah?
Very, very.
Yeah.
We have to have things ready because Bethany goes to work. I mean, goes to church every single morning, but doesn't need stuff too.
Right.
Now I should start it. Which is pretty simple.
Where's my third Nephi stuff? It's not here. Huh. My mother talks about the joys of Sunday school on the phone, and I just struggle with trying to get to scripture references fast enough. And she goes, well, they're right there, there's links. And I go, but Mom, we don't usually just strictly follow the come follow me thing.
Yeah.
I encourage them not to. For what? Come follow me?
Uh-huh.
No, I don't tend to.
You really like a couple of them. One called Come Follow Up, and then there's Taylor and Tyler who are
yeah?
Really good.
Okay.
It's through the Mormon, well, used to be the Mormon.
I did for a little while, but it was like, you know, I'm still working through the Book of Mormon a verse or two at a time. You know, how many years? I don't even want to think about how many years I've been doing that. At least 7. Well, if you don't get wrapped up in, you know, too much other scriptures. Yeah, it's just basically in your head. Of course, it makes me think things that I guess shouldn't be thought. Yeah. Christ's. Poignant words for the wicked are disconcerting to many people's sensibilities these days. Uh-oh. Have you gone through your collar? Always the first thing to go. And it is. It's like, what are you going to do with the rest? And you go, turn it to rags.
I guess. Goes off, I've got to take out. And we take the meat out as we're leaving. What?
What, do you think
I'll
toss that
first? Oh, no, I'll take the buttons off. That's an old fashioned.
You got a drawer full of buttons, right?
Why don't you worry about that?
I understand. Okay, well.
We buy it.
It made sense in the
all
old days.
All of our clothes now, I buy at Deseret Industries.
You know, I pretty much buy my shoes at the same place because I'm amazed by the amazing shoes that people just give away stuff that I would never pay for.
One thing I almost never buy shoes. As a poverty mother of five with no.
Yeah, I know. You just get used to
that
way of being.
That's
right.
Still,
Yeah.
I need new shoes the next year. I really need new shoes. And the next year, oh, I better keep it on.
I think it's bad for my kids that I guess we shielded them too hard from the poverty that we were in.
Yeah.
Although Shayna loves to use it. And it's like, we weren't that poor. You didn't starve. And she'll tell stories as if we were dumpster diving and such. And it's like, no. There was a guy in Pertouse that would make a run to a Lubbock and go to all of the restaurants and pick up the stuff that they didn't use for one reason or another.
Yeah.
You know, the temperature on the freezer got up above 1 degree. They technically have to throw it all out. He would buy it from them.
Yeah. Don't seem to have any cheese.
What? No cheese?
Any sliced cheese.
Oh, I saw some in there. I'm sorry.
Well, you probably saw.
Those gone, huh? Yes, I saw Pepper Jack. It's true.
Okay. Well, in the meantime, you're having a.
I'm having what?
An egg sandwich.
Oh, I didn't know you wanted to do that. I was just going to
have...
Exactly
what I'm doing.
I was just going to have a boiled egg. Listen to that.
Oh.
A boiled egg and some of your fruit salad stuff.
Ooh.
That's
you
all
that?
I'm going to
me?
Have is something cool, cold.
No, the egg sandwiches sound fine to me, Karen.
And maybe a cheese stick.
Well, this is all frozen. You can't freeze it either.
Oh, it doesn't freeze well?
No, it just
sticks together.
This is frozen.
Yeah.
I'm not going to make a big deal out of it.
But Dave thought we could freeze it.
Oh,
well,
other
I guess
cheese
we'll
can.
Do exactly. Go ahead and do what you're saying. Do it. Darn it. Do it. And in the meantime, I've just toasted.
Authority at this point.
Karen, I am happy to take whatever you're making.
We'll do what he says.
Very well. I'm just. Everything's fine.
Now,
I don't care.
Did that upset you, Karen?
No, I just.
I think we should have listened to the anger management thing last week better.
It just taught me how that I should be angry.
Oh,
hey, I've come to the same conclusion. She did.
Sorry,
well, that, no, that's, I should have said maybe.
Shall you just go with what it is, Dad?
Why don't you get the salad out, please? Would you do that?
Yes,
Dad. I'd appreciate that.
Now, we can toast a piece of toast to eat with the boiled egg, right?
Life.
I'll talk to you for a few minutes before we do this blessing.
Absolutely. What would you like to talk about?
Do you recall your patriarchal blessing at all?
Oh, yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Did the patriarch sit down with you and visit How old were you?
I was just about to go on my mission. Hadn't gotten to it when I was a teenager.
I wish I'd waited that long.
So I was 19. It's a good patriarchal blessing, I must say. Lyle Norris gave it to me. You remember him? Lyle Norris? Old Scouter?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I love Lyle.
Yeah. Lyle
was the one that basically converted me to the church.
I seem to recall the story.
Well,
I do. Yeah, it's a good story.
You can remember?
Yeah, that's my problem is it's just so little I can remember. I should have done my family.
I'm sorry. But you
no, this is fine. This is fine.
But there, I'll
just
be right ready.
I would sure let you, because look at me. I'm not ready.
Well, then go get ready and don't worry about it.
Be gentle with those. They're not feeling well. We won't end up with any flies left if you're not semi careful.
Uh oh. Maybe we should. Maybe we should go for the other kind of eggs, Dad.
Right. You need
no, I'm going to talk to Jay while I'm doing this.
Oh yeah.
Okay.
So, Jason.
Yes, sir.
What do you?
What do I expect?
What, now, first.
Yeah.
Give me a definition for discernment.
Discernment.
That came to me in the spirit. At about 4 o'clock in the morning.
A definition of discernment.
Here, look it up on the phone.
That's a good idea. Here. Oh, you want me to use a better phone? Yeah. My phone's junky.
Just go in here and ask, what's her name? Jason, I can't remember.
Siri, what's the definition of discernment? Is she going to talk to me? I can just look it up. Oh, there's a passcode, Dad. What do I do? What's your passcode? Yeah.
No, don't know it.
Don't know it? Discernment. The ability to know things that are unspoken. There. That's discernment. Well,
to understand things that are unspoken.
To be able to know things that are unspoken. Bishops use it so they can ferret out truth. You know, or to say, you know, you go into a temple recommend interview, for instance, and you go through all the questions, right? And then they go, well, you know what? I just get the feeling that you need to work on something. And then they'll tell you what they feel like you need to work on before you need to be going to the temple. And sometimes that's seen as discernment. Or somebody who's poor, you know, and coming to the church for assistance and figuring out what these people really need, what they really need to be doing. That's always the way I've seen discernment.
For some reason, that word popped up in the middle of the night.
That's a good word.
Can I interrupt for just a second? Let's have our prayer.
Oh, that's a good idea.
And then everything will be more in step. Huh?
Yeah, if things proceed, they can proceed because we're already ready.
I'm sorry, I interrupted.
Oh, pish.
Yeah, you want to give us the morning prayer?
Sure.
And bless the food?
Bless the food? I will.
Thank you.
Certainly. Heavenly Father, we're thankful so much for the opportunity that we have to be together. I'm grateful to be here, and I'm grateful for the generosity of Dad and Karen. Oh, bless the food that we're going to eat, that it will nourish us give us the energy that we need. Bless Dad as he's pondering this Father's blessing, that he'll have the inspiration and the discernment that we're all hoping for. I'm grateful for my Father for everything that he has provided for me over the years. The fact that I'm in the gospel, that I know about the gospel, is primarily due to him and how he's stuck with the church through thick and thin. And I'm grateful especially for that. I'm grateful for Karen and for her steadfastness. Life is difficult. People are troublesome often, and I'm grateful to her for hanging in there and her family, her family tradition to do that as well. We're so grateful for our families, Father, and for all that they do for us. Help us always to remember that in gratitude in all that we do. And ask for all these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Because He is. I wouldn't be here in this situation without my Father. And yeah, and you know,
but it's where we are.
Yeah, everybody's got our ups and downs. We're good sometimes, and we're rotten other times.
Why we're here.
But yeah, the Lord hangs with us. Yeah, hopefully a sufficient amount.
Yeah.
To get us where we'd like to go. I really would like to go to the celestial kingdom. I'd like exaltation.
Yeah.
And it's, I tell you.
I know.
Anyway, so. I think so, you know.
Yeah.
We tend to pursue the things that we really desire. Oh, I don't know that, but
Bruce Hafen, you know who I'm talking about?
Bruce
Hafen,
yes.
70? He was our temple friend, part of the time that we were serving in temple.
Uh-huh.
One of my favorite quotes was him. Say, just know that everybody is doing the best they can right now. It may be horrible, but they don't know better, or they just flat are not capable of better right then. But he said, look at people like that. It's really open.
I guess that's a good way to look at
yeah.
it. Instead of saying, you can do better. And you go, yeah, it's
maybe
true.
Tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I always figured that was what we had parents for, was to kind of knock you sometimes and say, you need to straighten up. You can, I know you pretty good. I know you can do better than this. Anyway. That's a good thought. It's nice. Whoa, anyway, discernment, huh? Well, I think that is the purview of fathers and bishops. And sometimes it takes blessings, because during a blessing, the person you're trying to talk to keeps their mouth shut. And they're listening to what's being said. And sometimes it's the only opportunity to say the things that need to be said. Good or bad. So like I said yesterday, I said, I'm very interested in what you're going to say. I come into it with no preconceived notions. No, Dad, I find that when we step into it without knowing ahead of time what we'd like to say, that's when the most, I don't know how to describe it. The best things get said, the most important things like that get said, because that makes you a better conduit for the Spirit, is when it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to say, and I don't know what to do. And yeah, so no, I think we'll both be surprised and interested in what's going to be said. I know I am in these situations. I feel like sometimes I'm a little too opinionated and it gets in the way. Yeah? Dad, that's fine. I came here to get a blessing from you. And it doesn't have to be anything. I understand. It came to mind when I got this job and I went, I have no idea what I'm getting into. I'm not really, you know.
Well, I can't even remember the name of the position.
I don't think it's Chief Information Officer. Which I'm just like, who made up that bizarre title? You know? All these titles are a little presumptuous by nature to begin with. And you just get into something and you just figure it out as you go along. I think. How did you feel when they made you president of KSA Corporation? What, you know, and you're going, what does that mean? What? I don't know. Yeah, and you just go, I'm just a salesman, you know. I guess I'm good at it. I make, you know. Somebody thinks I must be good at it, but how is that preparation for that kind of title?
Yep, you're right, Jay.
Or any of this stuff, so yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow, you plus those tools, right?
I did. I stuck it in there somewhere. Well, you're kind. You're kind.
So now, are you leaving right after Sacramento?
Yeah, I'm gonna get going. I'm gonna try to get back to Tucumcari today. Although it's gonna be late. I don't know. You say I'm this young guy and I can handle long trips. I've been noticing problems that way. I can't do these huge runs to Los Angeles like I used to. Occasionally. But 10 hours isn't too bad. Oh, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Are we going to eat first? Okay. Need everything we can muster here. Oh. Oh. It's good bread. Do all you can, Dad, to make sure that gluten-free does not enter your life. It's horrible. I didn't know that something like that was so central to joy. It's crazy. Oh.
some of that stuff on a plate, because we're going to have...
Oh, a spoon is wonderful for me, though. I slept in a beached whale of a boat for 18 months. So there's a lot of things I can put up with. It's a great story to tell. Everybody's eyes get wide. They go, what? It's just fun.
Okay, something grand. You want some juice or milk?
Oh, juice would be great.
I don't drink milk unless it's lactose.
It's getting to you? Oh, okay. I feel bad just sitting there and you serving me, and it's like, golly, she's going the other way.
You guys can each have two eggs, okay?
Okay.
Because I'm just going to have the pizza sauce. Is Dave there?
Yeah. Pardon me. Oh.
Okay, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you, thank you. Oh. Too much light.
Oh, it keeps the place up so much.
You should get those. Well, I don't know. People have problems sometimes with those LED lights.
Well, that's what these are, but they're still.
They're still putting off enough heat to make it a problem?
I don't know.
Okay.
There we go.
Ooh. Oh, I love cottage cheese. I don't get it enough. Whoa. And I could have. You know, I was living by myself. Had some money. That was just for when I was living out in Socorro.
Oh.
I didn't have refrigeration, but I had it at work. I could have gotten some cottage cheese and enjoyed myself a little. Ugh. But it just never came to mind. Oh. Lisa buys it sometimes, but it's always for something she's cooking.
Do you have two eggs, or have you already eaten?
I already ate one. So, I'm good. I am good.
All right.
There you go. Oh. Part of my patriarchal blessing says that I'll have means to participate in the work of the Lord. And it's only been lately where I felt like that's really kind of happened.
You didn't feel that way on your mission?
I didn't have any means.
What?
Means. Money.
Oh, means. I'm
means.
Sorry.
Now, I don't know if that specifically means money.
Oh.
But that's always how I've interpreted it. I was always a little skeptical that that one would ever get fulfilled, and here it is. Amazing.
Well, you've been doing well since Oklahoma and all, you know.
Yeah, yeah. Things have been getting progressively better.
What did you do prior to Oklahoma? I can't remember now. Come here, Oklahoma. Hey. Oh, no. Where'd he go?
Oh, no. Oh, there he is.
Come here. He's got my food. Well, that helps you maintain my slimness. Oh. I'm sorry. What did you say you worked for prior to that Oklahoma job?
Well, I had a little time in Portales, but I wasn't making much sense.
Where? I'm sorry.
Portales? We spent eight months in Portales before we went to Oklahoma City.
Doing what?
Computer stuff.
Where? Oh, you
Mid
were
Eastern.
On a call outfit, weren't you?
No. That was in Oklahoma City. I had been working for New Mexico State for almost 9 years before.
Doing what? That's my problem, man.
Going around and fixing people's computers for the Cooperative Extension Service. And I was bored. And when I was about 45, I said, what are you going to do, Nemro? Are you going to just sit here and ride this thing out? Being kind of bored. Until you retire. And while I was doing the whole thing, oh boy, you better have if you're gonna start doing something, you better do it before you turn 50. I think that's Karen's thing for whatever she's doing. The bunkhouse.
Karen, what's this timer for? You gotta do what? You haven't put the meat in. Well, do I need to run up and grab the takeout?
Are you okay doing that? Is that why it kind of swollen up a bit, man? It's because you get all this food. Oh.
Do I need to bring the cake down?
Clock set timer off. Off. There we go. Okay. All right. Oh, yeah.
Great.
I finished.
Good.
No,
I haven't.
I know, you've barely begun.
You probably eat like Joe. Mile a minute.
Yeah,
huh?
I do. hurt me. I'm trying to slow down because Lisa eats slower than I do.
So how are you going to go back?
Yeah.
You're just going to go.
Probably going to go the fastest.
Right down 89. Up through 89A. Up the mountain.
Yeah.
Huh?
Well,
and then
no.
Down,
I was thinking.
Are you going to go to 40 or are you going to go to.
I'm going to go to Farmington.
Farmington and then south to Albuquerque and then on.
Yeah, so I was thinking of just going 89 just through Page. I don't know. Is Page in decent shape? I don't know. I don't know how much of a pain it's going to be on a Sunday. Middle of the day, everybody, you know, all the vacationers. I don't know either. Anyway, I was just going to go Page, Farmington, you know, go through.
Well, it's a different route.
Kayanta. It says it's a half an hour shorter. And that's kind of what I'm into is.
It is?
That's what it says. Google says it. Can you try? I don't know if we can trust Google or not, but it might go faster.
I look at that little car up there. I've never paid any attention to it.
Yeah.
I don't know how you fit in it.
It's got good headroom. I was really surprised. Did I ever tell you the story of that car?
No, kind of, but I don't remember.
It's okay.
I don't remember what I said 10 minutes ago.
Okay.
Let alone 10 years ago.
I got the same troubles. People come up and they give me their name and it goes right in one ear and out the other for me. And I know that's going to be the worst problem I have is people going, he doesn't even know who I am. And you're going, no, I just can't. I can't process names.
One thing, look at them really intently while you're being introduced.
Uh-huh. Does that help?
No, it can't hurt.
Okay. That sounds good.
I can have the same problem, and I feel so terrible. I think it's because I'm kind of unconscious. I'm just not honing in.
Not
like
present.
I need
okay.
To. Other things distracting me, and I'm thinking about other things.
Well, and you try to use their name a half a dozen times in the first conversation.
Yeah, to try to make sure it sticks a little.
Yeah, hopefully it'll stick long enough. But now, that McCall gal?
Yeah.
The only reason I could remember her name after you said it is that it was the name of the magazine. McCall.
Oh yeah.
I've got to attach it to something that I can remember halfway.
Right.
So do I, but I got in trouble doing that once it didn't work.
Oops.
I knew she was Peach, but I couldn't call her
just
Peach.
Couldn't call her Peach, because that's like, that's
but
not her name.
Her name was Alberta.
Oh.
And there's an Alberta
Peach. Oh. But you couldn't remember which Peach it was. It's like, ah, this is bad. It didn't work for me this time. Okay. No.
When you drive through Farmington, does it give you any kind of a
memories?
Deja vu.
Yeah. There is now a cutoff. You don't actually go through town anymore, but it goes right past the Caminos. So I always say, yep, that was where we used to live, down there. I know. Every once in a while I'll run into somebody from Bloomfield and I'll say, yeah, my dad.
Now, did you ever work in Durango?
No, it never came. It never came apart. You pretty much had let me know that really wasn't going to work, and you were right.
Well, that's a long way.
That was a heck of a commute to try to make, and it was just like, this is just, you know.
And that was a Sears job, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was minimum wage at best.
How long did you stay there that time? About 6 months or something?
I don't remember how long. Well, I took a class at the college, so it at least took that long. And I didn't leave until...
I don't remember that. Huh.
Yeah, you know, I was working at McDonald's, and I took a class at the college, and I was there until you guys took me up to Rick's.
Oh, man, that was a trip and
a half. Oh, yeah, and that was just... Talk about shock on so many levels.
Now in that iceberg, oh my god!
I was sick for weeks until my body just kind of got a little used to it. But it was amazing. Yeah, I said, this kid from the desert and from, you know, where it's warm, basically. Yeah, and being up there in that snowball of a place. Oh my god. It was. Oh. So I don't remember how long. I seem to remember coming in the summer, I think.
Yeah, there was nice weather, I know.
Yeah, because I think I was coming off of my Texas Tech situation falling apart. They had said I was going to get this 4-year full ride scholarship, and it just kind of went, it blew up. Probably for the best. I wouldn't have gone on a mission. Heck, I barely went on a mission anyway. When I was up at Rick's, I was talking myself out of it. Yeah.
What did they set you apart? I swore. It was a...
You set me apart as an elder. I don't know if you came up to
temple.
Rexburg.
I thought it
was... It
was
at the temple?
The Jordan River Temple.
I don't think so, because...
You didn't know what you wanted your dad to do it.
Oh, yeah. I got my... I don't think so, because I got my endowment done in Dallas, and I wasn't endowed, so I wouldn't have been able to go to the temple.
Oh, see, I thought you got your endowment
in
that up there.
No, I got it in Dallas. So, yeah, I'm not... See, and the problem is I'm no good source for what really happened. I just remember it happening.
Yeah.
Well, they had an important...
Dave, is this for me?
Yeah.
Yeah?
What is it?
It's just that orange yellow drink
stuff
you do.
Ooh. That's my idea for a breakfast.
Oh, okay.
What time is it?
29 minutes after.
After 8. No way.
Yes.
Uh-oh.
You're kidding.
We better just get to it. We better get to it, then. Where am I sitting?
Right
there. Okay. All right.
Jay,
yes, ma'am.
The heck out of you, and it's a thrill that you wanted your dad to give you a blessing. My goodness. And I just want you to know, we would have come to you if you couldn't come to us, because this is important stuff.
Well, if I would have known.
We're sure glad you came to us.
No, it's better for me to come, I think, probably.
Yeah, we're getting old. We don't travel
That's right.
at night.
And I still can. Come on.
Yeah.
Do you need my full name? I'm sorry.
Jason Scott Nemro. By the authority of the Holy Melchizedek Priesthood, which I hold, I
give you a father's blessing at this time. And bless you, Jay, that as you begin this new opportunity with this community college there in Tucumcari, that you'll be able to have the understanding that you can be a great example to those around you, those that will be your superiors, and especially those that you work with on a daily basis, and those that will come to you for information and for advice as the information, as the chief information officer for their computer systems there at the college. And bless you that you will be able to not only help them with their computer issues, but also that you can be the kind of example that you need to be to help them understand gospel principles that you've grown up with, Jay. Bless you that you'll be able to be a light to all those around you, and that you will find peace and happiness and understanding, and that you'll be able to impart the knowledge and the information that you've gained over your life experience. Bless you that you'll be able to repair those things with your family that are important, and that they can understand the love and the desire that you have for them, that they can follow gospel principles, and that especially your relationship with your wife, with Lisa, and pray that you can find peace, love, and understanding in that relationship as well, and draw her close to you. This is going to be an interesting experience for you to have to live with her on a 24/7 basis. And bless you that you'll have the discernment and the understanding that you can not only ask for her advice and receive her love and experience, but that you can show forth with more love and understanding for her. Jason, we bless you that as you go about, that you'll do so in peace and safety, and that you'll be able to do those things that the Lord wants you to do, and that you'll, in your personal habits and your personal understanding, that we bless you that you'll attend to your personal spiritual needs as well, and that you'll show forth greater understanding of the gospel, its principles, and the things that you need to do to live the gospel better in your life.
And in your church life, that you'll be the example that you need to be there in your local ward or branch, whatever it is there in Tucumcari. And we bless you that you'll be an example there as well. And by doing that, it's going to help you in your daily work, in your daily life, in your gospel experience. We bless you that you'll be prayerful and understanding and always mindful of your Heavenly Father, your Savior, Jesus Christ, and that you'll continue to experience the temple and do what you need to do and that you're called to do. Jason, the Lord loves you, and he wants you to return to him and do what's necessary in this life experience and mortality, that you'll that you'll put him above all, especially our Savior Jesus Christ, in your relationships, in your marriage, in your responsibility as a father and as a provider. And we and as a good member of the church, and we're grateful that you have this employment opportunity and the income that it generates, and be sure that you pay your tithing and do those things that you need to do, and help in the community and be involved in the community and all the things that are going on around you. Jason, we love you. The Lord loves you. Your family loves you. And express your love for them as well. Now, we're grateful that we have this opportunity to bless you at this time. And we especially want you to understand that the gospel is the most important thing in your life, and continue to live those tenets. And we bless you with all the other blessings and opportunities in your life, and bless you that that you can go forward with our Heavenly Father's blessing. Through our Savior Jesus Christ, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Love you, Jay.
Love you too, man. Thank you.
Jay, okay, time to go.
Holly, really? We got to run.
No, I can't go
yet. I love you, guys.
So.
You're a wonderful man.
And extend that love to your children, especially. Well, no, especially your wife.
Yes.
Okay.
Be the first.
And be the example and a good man that you are.
Okay.
We love you, Jay.
You
and thanks for this
opportunity.
Well, the word's there, but it's not coming. The sacrifice that you made to come.
Oh,
that means more than you understand. It really does, Jay. Thank you, and I hope there was something there that gives you some solace and understanding about the way we feel about you. Okay? I don't know. Anyway.
Thank you.
Darren, we got to go.
We can't.
Oh, you got to go.
She has to wait for
meatloaf.
When? I want to go up there about 13 minutes.
Oh my. Uh-oh.
I want to take it out at 10 next week.
At 10 next week? I'll go get it. Are you all ready?
It's not ready.
I know.
Okay.
I gotta go get the car.
I just thought you would drive up. Yeah. Just as you're getting the car, that would be.